Okay, I really don't have much time, I'm sorry. I forgot all about the podcast and I have a meeting in 15 minutes. Still, let me just answer some questions that Adhikarta Prabhu, my first and foremost supporter for Krishna and Vrindavan books, he's saying, you say in Śrīla Bhakti Chintamani that one can choose whether to have a direct relationship with Krishna as a gopī or one could become a manjari. But if Rūpa Goswami was a manjari, wouldn't it seem highly impertinent for us to think we could have a direct one? Unfortunately, I can't remember where I said that, if I said that, and what it was that I said. But the idea is that one can generally choose a relationship in one of the five mellows. However, Śrīla Prabhupāda then further explains that generally in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, our acharyas and therefore their followers are more or less prominently in the mood of conjugality, in the mood of fraternity, Madhurya Ras and Sakya Ras. And in Madhurya Ras, there's two different types of relationships. One is to be directly in contact with Krishna as a gopi, as a sakhi, and the other one is to be indirectly in contact through serving other gopis. And that is called being a manjari. And that is our line. Our line is always das, das, anudas. We never want to be directly das, but as Srila Prabhupada would say, we're happy to be the servants of the servants of the servants. Just like in Sakyaras, devotees also aspire to be the servants of the cowherd boys. They don't want to become one of the main cowherd boy assistants. The other setback or drawback is that if one is a sakhi or a gopi, then one may run the risk of becoming a competitor to Srimati Radharani, which certainly devotees do not want to do. Devotees want to always remain as her servants. In any case, correct. We should follow in the footsteps of our acharyas and just remain the servant of the servant of the servant. And the wonderful transcendental effect of being the servant of the servant is that the ecstasy actually increases. There is a verse by one of our acharyas which states that why should I accept the position of being a sakhi or one of the prominent a gopi when I can have a greater happiness and a greater taste by being the servant of such a sakhi. And in the second question, Adi asks, if there are 10 billion gopis and unlimited universes and unlimited jivas and everything is eternal, how is it that we might get a chance to have a conjugal relationship with Krishna if there are only 10 billion who do, which is relatively few? There aren't only 10 billion gopis. That 10 billion figure that came, I think, from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur for the Sharadiya Rasa dance. But there are eternal and unlimited number of living entities in Goloka Vrindavan. Even there, it's interesting, the conception that there were 10 billion gopis in Vrindavan, because there were probably not 10 billion gopas and gopis altogether in that area. However, somehow by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, all of these living entities came from wherever it is that they came to participate in Krishna's Leela. Those which are sadhakas, we know that they were already here in the association of eternal associates. And the balance, the other eternal associates, of course, they're present in the upper katta. So they then become manifest at the time of that leela or pastime. But it's only at that time when this number has been specified. It's not that that's how many gopis there are in Goloka Vrindavan. Okay, I gotta run. If I'm late, everyone's going to be late. Hare Krishna.